Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm running because I believe that in America, nobody should go bankrupt because they get sick. I'll work with anybody who wants to work with me to continue to improve our health care system and our health care laws. But the law I passed is here to stay. Now's the time to move forward and make sure that every American has affordable health insurance and that insurance companies are treating them fairly. That's what we fought for. That's what we're going to keep. We are moving forward.
There's President Obama on the campaign trail saying that his health care plan is here to stay. Presidential race and Obamacare are the top two items on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome to our talk radio overview, the hot hits and news talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 6th of July. We have the info from talkers.com. Number 10 on the talkers list this week, the death of Andy Griffith. Number 9, the split Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are going through. Number 8 is this Monday threat malware. Look out. Number 7, the cost of gasoline. Number 6 is Iran. Number 5, the Penn State scandal. Number 4, July 4th. Number 3, the wildfires and the mid-Atlantic storm. The presidential race is number 2, and the aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, number 1. Here's host Dave Zirin with Colorado State Senator Dr. Irene Aguilar about why she's happy the Supreme Court upheld the president's health care plan.
When you heard the news, and it was, of course, a little confusing at first, but when you heard the news that the ACA was held up by a 5-4 vote on the Supreme Court, what was your reaction?
I was thrilled. I was really pleased. Obviously, partly because I think there would have been a lot of effort to utilize this against the president and his bid for reelection. But even more because for Colorado, it really will make all the difference in our efforts moving forward to try and move toward health care for everyone.
Mm. Now, what would the implications have been for your constituents concretely if it had been struck down?
I have a number of constituents who are childless adults who will now qualify for Medicaid in our state. A lot of my constituents, Denver has a pretty high percentage of people who are uninsured because they can't afford insurance, and the subsidies will give them a chance of being able to purchase a product on the exchange. In addition, I think that a number of the efforts that are being undertaken to control costs in health care are going to be important in our state, like in all states in the future.
Now, Dr. Aguilar, I'm sure you also have constituents who oppose the Affordable Care Act. You know, it's a very polarizing issue. When constituents say to you, this is a government takeover of health care, it's going to make health care less available and more scarce, how do you respond to that argument?
Two things. First of all, clearly, it's not a government takeover, and in fact, it was a compromise that was reached to allow our insurance industry, if you will, one last chance to try and get it right in terms of controlling costs and covering more people. And secondly, I think that as long as we're a state, and then hopefully a nation, that will not allow people to die on the streets, we need to be proactive in trying to do something about this, and this is one of the things we can do to try and get people into medical treatment before they're sick and while they can still maintain the possibility of working and contributing to our society.
For you, and this is just one more basis question, and then I've got some more questions for you about the ACA. You're for single-payer health care as a general philosophy. Is that correct?
I am, and I think that depends. For a lot of people, I think there's some confusion as to what single-payer means.
Right, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
And for some people, when you say single-payer, they think government takeover of health care. But really what I think about is that we spend a lot of money in our current insurance system determining who's in and who's out of the risk pool. And part of what single-payer means is that everybody is in the risk pool, so that the way that the system benefits most is by keeping everybody in the population healthy, not by trying to pick winners and losers in terms of who can have access to health care.
Coming up, more on the Supreme Court and Obamacare here on the Talk Radio Countdown Weekend Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. Now 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hot hits and talk radio and talk television. We're counting up from number one, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Aftermath of the Supreme Court ruling on affordable health care, number one on the countdown. Here are our hosts Bruce Wolf and John Cass talking to John Fund from the National Review about the politicking going on at the Supreme Court prior to the announcement.
You've got some sources that there was some jawboning and politicking going on at the Supreme Court. Is that right?
I'm shocked that there's politics at the Supreme Court. Hell has no fury than justices who feel betrayed by a fellow justice. So what you saw was the astonishing spectacle on Obamacare, four Supreme Court justices writing a joint opinion. A joint opinion that almost never happens. They write concurring opinions individually, whatever. No, never a joint opinion. And the opinion completely ignores the opinion of the Chief Justice, almost as if it doesn't exist or it's not even worthy of comment. And I am told that much of the minority opinion saying that Obamacare should have been struck down in total was actually written by Justice Roberts himself. In other words, he wrote both the majority and the minority opinion.
When will Matt Damon show up with the, it sounds like a Ludlum novel. What's going on here, John?
Well, you've heard of the Manchurian Candidate.
Sure.
How about the Intimidated Justice?
Well, wait a minute. Can you tell me how it is? Did Roberts originally write what was going to be the majority opinion and it turned out to be the dissent? Okay. Is that what you're saying?
After the conference vote, in March, late March, in which they were going to strike down at least the individual mandate. After that, they started writing the opinion. Then Obama comes out and says, I am appalled the Supreme Court would take away this law. Obviously, Obama got a leak that the individual mandate had been voted down. And then there was a concentrated campaign of intimidation. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee took to the floor of the United States Senate and basically warned John Roberts, your court will be viewed as illegitimate if you strike this law down and don't show deference to the legislative branch. It was astonishing. And sometime towards the middle or end of May, Justice Roberts suddenly communicated to all of the other four conservative justices who had joined him in striking down the individual mandate, I think I'm changing my mind. And they spent a month trying to convince him to come back, but he went over to the dark side of the force.
Are you sure they don't have, like, pictures of Roberts sending photographs a la Brett Favre or Anthony Weiner to Elena Kagan? I mean, what?
No, there's absolutely no indication of that. And remember, Roberts went through a very brutal confirmation hearing in 2005, and you know, nothing was found then. John Roberts is the ultimate Eagle Scout, so I don't think there's any part of that. I think if John Roberts did not want to have, you know, another Bush v. Gore decision, which everybody would say was partisan, another Citizens United decision, which everybody said was partisan. The problem with this is liberal courts have issued 5-4 opinions for decades. They've always issued 5-4 opinions for decades, and no one has ever said, that's politicized. You did this simply for politics because you're partisan hacks. In other words, the intimidation only works in one direction.
Host David Patterson talking to financial analyst David Selig about the penalty or tax in the Obamacare mandate and how the IRS will go about enforcing it.
When you heard the decision and you read parts of some of the Supreme Court justices' thoughts on this decision, do you see what was sustained in the Affordable Care Act of 2010 as being a tax or being a penalty for noncompliance with the standard that everyone should have health insurance?
Well, I think we have to put this in perspective. From its conception, when this idea was conceived, the enforcement fell within the jurisdiction of the Internal Revenue Service, and that is a fact. So to that end, it's my understanding as a tax practitioner that the Internal Revenue Service enforces tax liabilities, and it really is a very interesting choice, and I will tell you why, Governor, and you're probably going to have to look back at your law school days for this. The Internal Revenue Service is really the only agency / organization where the presumption begins in their favor. The burden of proof and persuasion will always remain on the taxpayer, and they can do pretty much anything sua sponte of their own initiative, with the notable exception of taking an individual's primary residence. That's the only thing they will have to go into court for.
And yes, that's correct. And so I guess this is also why when Social Security was debated in 1935, they went the same way to the IRS.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. Now, I have pored over a lot of these writings, and it's been very laborious reading, even for me, and I spend a lot of time in the Internal Revenue Code. And irrespective of the rhetoric saying that there will not be enforced collections in the event of, you know, non-participation and such, there are two notable exceptions to that in the IRC, and I'd like to explain them if it's all right.
Please.
The first one falls under Section 6402.
Of course.
Right?
I was reading that the other day.
Yes, sir. Equitable recoupment. That gives the government the right to take a refund and apply it to an assessment. And that is before any hearing or anything is done or the filing of a protest, they can just go ahead and do that. Now, most people are saying, well, so what? I don't get a refund at the end of the year. I'll deal with it. Well, there's another sticky wicket, and that falls under Section 7201. That's the one they use for the application of tax evasion. But the devil in the detail is if you read this provision, it also speaks to defeating a tax, attempting to defeat a tax. Now, you know, as an attorney, that it's a stone's throw from accepting to pay a fine in lieu of a payment to, you know, what was the intent? Was the intent to defeat it and the penalty goes unpaid? I think we're going to see some criminal cases and the potential of prosecution.
Up next, the presidential race and the Mid-Atlantic storm in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi. How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio is where we get our info. We monitor, you listen. Number two on the countdown this week, the presidential race. Here's host Bob Durgin talking about Ann Romney's comments that her husband is considering a woman as his running mate.
Do you think Mitt Romney should tag a woman to be his vice president? I ask that question because Mitt Romney's wife says her husband is thinking about picking a woman to be on his ticket in the fall. What do you think about that? Would you want a woman to be Mitt Romney's vice presidential nominee? Ann Romney said, we've been looking at that, and I love that option as well. She said the person selected for the number two spot on the Republican presidential ticket should be someone that obviously can do the job, but will be able to carry through with some of the other responsibilities as well. So several women have been mentioned as possible vice presidential candidates. Now, I don't believe they were mentioned by Ann Romney. I guess the pundits, once she said that, that her husband is thinking about picking a woman to be on the ticket this fall, then the political watchers got together and decided, well, now, who would be on that list? Who would be on Mitt Romney's female list? So several women have been mentioned as possible vice presidential candidates. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who has already said she has absolutely no interest in the vice presidency. So you got Governors Nikki Haley of South Carolina, Susan Martinez of New Mexico, and Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington State. And everybody is quick to note that two other high-profile Republican women, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, are not considered likely candidates.
The damage from last Friday's storm in the Mid-Atlantic is number three on the countdown. Talk host Robert Lang with Doug Nazarian from Maryland's Public Service Commission about the thousands of people without utilities after last Friday's storms.
There are a lot of people, they've called my station, they've talked to everybody here. They say the grades are poor. One man said piss poor is the word. What do you say to that?
I say that we are going to gather not only the data that the companies file, but every comment that comes into this agency, I read it. Every email we get, every letter we get, and anything that comes to the governor's office is, that has anything to do with energy is always directed to us anyway. We read those. We use those comments. We use those concerns as ways to identify issues and problems that we need to press the utility companies on. So at this point, I understand the gentleman's frustration. I share it. Everybody shares it. Nobody is happy until all the power is back on. But we don't, at this point, have the data to grade fairly the performance one way or the other.
So you just tell them to be patient? Just wait till the power gets back on?
You know, what I want to make sure people understand is they need to be safe. They need to keep in contact with their utility company. I mean, that doesn't help to call every 2 minutes, but you should keep in contact with them every day. As we get deeper into this restoration, and as the companies assign crews to individual jobs in individual areas, a customer will get an individualized estimated restoration time. So if they've assigned a crew to you today, if you call the phone number or have the ability to get to the website, they will tell you you'll be restored today. Now, that's obviously the projection, but the projections are getting more granular at this point in the restoration. So I would tell people to stay in touch with their electric company, do what they need to do to stay safe, to stay cool, and know that we're pushing as hard to get this restored as fast as we can.
800-510-8255 if you can get in. Your calls and the rest of the countdown coming up here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world is gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Dale Drake, Chief Anesthesiologist, 8055 MASH, U.S. Army.
I think the creation of MASH units was a really fine move on the part of the military. They really served the purpose for which they were intended. It was a place that surgery, more definitive surgery, could be performed with qualified workers, surgeons, anesthesiologists, and so on. And yet it was only a few miles from the action of the war. At night you could see the flash of artillery and so on, and it just seemed like it was not very far away. I think that impressed me quite a bit.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold,
IRAs. They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A weekly review of the hot hits, sort of the black and white, if you will, of talk radio, news talk radio, the issue-oriented shows that a lot of you like to listen to. A lot of things are happening. We continue on the countdown with, we've done one, two, and three in this hour. So we go to number four, which was the July 4th holiday. Here's host Mike Rice talking to sports writer Kurt Smith about the way baseball has become culturally linked to the 4th of July.
I'm not sure that there's a better link to tradition between the 4th of July, aside from the historical implications, of course, but in terms of culture and pop culture, than baseball. And I just want to get your thoughts on that to start out.
I think you make a very valid point on several fronts. First of all, the 4th is the date of the most famous address in baseball history. And in sports history, it's often been referred to as baseball's Gettysburg Address, July 4th of 1939, when Lou Gehrig, dying of what came to be known as Lou Gehrig's disease, proclaimed himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. It's also been the barometer, really, since the 19th century, if you would, of who's going to win the pennant, or in this case, really in the last 20 years since the advent of a divisional play, of who's going to win the pennant, and that is who was ahead on July 4th, it was historically proclaimed, would win the pennant. It has always been, as in addition to that, really, I think, the metaphor, if you would, for the culture that baseball brings to Americana, indeed a metaphor for Americana, which baseball is as well, small-town parades and cookouts and playing catch in the backyard, and, of course, what better embodies that than baseball itself. So on so many levels, I think the 4th is the quintessentially, if you would, American holiday, just as baseball is the quintessentially American sport.
Those of you who love football, you agree with that? The essence of some of the things that have come about recently, last few years, because of baseball, I'm thinking about Roger Clemens, whose victory in court ought to win over some of the fans who were previously convinced that this guy, who's a seven-time Cy Young Award winner, did use performance-enhancing drugs, etc. That's been something that's sort of, and the way the players are, but it's not just in baseball, it's in football, it's in all of the sports, kind of like big babies. But baseball is kind of fun, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Speaking of sports, the Penn State scandal. And the story continuing, that's number five, the story continuing in that Penn State emails show that the college knew about Mr. Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky's crimes over a 10-year period and decided to cover it up. Here's talk host Tommy Tucker on that.
According to CNN, there was emails that show that at first they decided Joe Paterno, and again, you know, we don't know, we didn't see the emails, but that Joe Paterno, Graham Spanier, Penn State president, Gary Schultz, vice president, Tim Curley, the athletic director, at first decided to report Jerry Sandusky to authorities after Mike McQuarrie witnessed Jerry Sandusky abusing a child in the shower. Then a couple of days later, changed their mind, and somebody said that, you know what, Tim Curley, the athletic director, said, after giving it more thought, talking it over with Joe Paterno yesterday, I'm uncomfortable with what we agreed were the next steps, having trouble with going to everyone but the person involved. And we all presume that Sandusky. I'd be more comfortable meeting with the person, tell him the information we received, and tell him we are aware of the first situation. Give me your take on all of this.
Well, it's interesting that the emails refer to the person involved, using quotes there, and not Jerry Sandusky himself, which I think speaks to the meticulous nature of this cover-up attempt. Penn State surely knew that if those emails were subpoenaed, or if a reporter did a Freedom of Information request on those emails and searched for Jerry Sandusky, by omitting his name from those emails, such a search would turn up nothing. So I think there's a little bit to be noted right there. I have no doubt, Tommy, that Joe Paterno was involved in this decision to not go to authorities. The most ridiculous thing I ever heard in this whole Penn State scandal was right before Joe Paterno's death, when he granted the interview to the Washington Post and said that he had never heard of the concept of a man being able to rape a boy. Absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard from Joe Paterno.
Wait, let me give you a TiVo moment on that, Mike, because, you know, people can't go back and rewind it to see what you said. Give me that part again.
Joe Paterno gave a deathbed interview to the Washington Post, and when he was asked about his response to the Jerry Sandusky allegations, Paterno essentially said, I really didn't know much about it because I was unaware that a man could rape a boy. Now, that's not the exact quote. That's just a paraphrase. But to me, that was a ridiculous statement by him, considering the fact that Joe Paterno, being a devout Catholic, a big donor to the Catholic community at Penn State, very active in the Catholic community in State College, Pennsylvania. In 2001, when all of this was going on, of course, the Catholic Church was in the midst of its own pedophilia scandal as well. So for Joe Paterno to claim that he was unaware that a man could rape a boy seemed dubious at best to me.
Pretty disturbing stuff, eh? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. And as you listen, you may have some thoughts you want to send along. You can, if you don't want to send an email, you can always find out what's going on through Twitter and Facebook in the listen box at DougStephan.com. We move into the number six position on our countdown for this week. It is a focus on Iran. Do you know that they are putting oil, because of the embargo, Iranian oil is not being sold. So what they've done is buy a bunch of old tankers, and they have repainted them and renamed them in an effort to find somebody to buy their oil. And this is all because of more and more countries uniting to try to force them into a situation of submission. Here's talk host Bob Rose about the UN helping Iran and North Korea get their hands on some new technology.
We try to keep the latest cutting-edge technology out of the hands of the folks in North Korea and Iran. Those are two obvious examples. Why? Well, because they use advanced technology and computers for things like guidance systems and building bombs and stuff we don't really want them to do. We certainly don't want to help them. So we make it very difficult for them to get these things through UN sanctions. You don't let us take a look-see at your nuclear programs or your peaceful nuclear programs to, you know, turn light bulbs on, whatever. Then, you know, we're going to have these sanctions against you, you know, with the UN. But the UN isn't even abiding by their own rules. In fact, they're acting as a conduit for the likes of Iran and North Korea to get their hands on the latest technology. Is this going to be a big story? No, because the American people would rather see pictures of a kid laying under a fountain because it's so hot in the Midwest. Yeah. So they don't have a lot of time to spend on these other issues. You know, like North Korea or Iran building nuclear weapons, shooting off missiles, creating havoc, death, and destruction around the globe? No. Can you believe how hot it is? The U.S. State Department is investigating the shipment of computers and other sophisticated equipment to North Korea and Iran by way of an obscure United Nations agency. Obscure, meaning you don't hear about it, but we probably all fund it through our taxes, right? Despite ongoing UN and U.S. sanctions against both governments, it is aimed at blocking their development of nuclear weapons. The broadening inquiry raises new concerns about the ways in which UN agencies have managed to sidestep restrictions that the world body expects the rest of the world to obey in halting the spread of sensitive technologies to nuclear ambitious pariah regimes. It also calls into question how much UN member states know about the activities of agencies that they supposedly approve and supervise. Another case of something getting too big, whether it's the federal government and the layers of bureaucracy or the United Nations and the layers of bureaucracy. In this case, there are hints that the top official at the UN agency, the Geneva-based World Intellectual Property Organization, or WIPO, has not yet fully been open to inquiries. Really? Oh. So we're asking questions, but they're, can't quite find the documentation. I wonder if Eric Holder's helping him out on this.
All right, so there's a discussion of Iran and North Korea, 800-510-8255. Iran's announcement that it plans to build its first nuclear-powered submarine, stoking speculation it could serve as a pretext for them to produce this highly enriched material that's needed for nuclear weaponry. More, I'm sure, this isn't going away. Number 7 is next on the countdown. Stick around for that, coming up in just a few moments.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come, come, come all.
Select styles only in store. $1 for sale for late.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day,
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
It's time for 4th of July travel. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And save on all tires, including a buy three, get one free deal on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N77. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're doing the top 10 for the week of July 2nd to the 6th, 2012. And on that list, number 7 is a discussion of the prices we're paying at this point in the year for petroleum products. Here's Talk Host Bob Murray with Dave Sakuka from the Illinois Petroleum Council. They talk about the forecast, if you will, for the rest of the summer on what we'll all be paying.
What's this summer look like? You're on the inside track, Dave. Are we going to have reasonable gasoline prices? Or are we going to suddenly have somebody come out and say, oh, it's going up real high? Or is it maybe going to even come down a bit and stay down because of the election coming up in November?
Well, you know, the same people that said it was going to go really high are now saying it's going to continue to go down. So I think the real answer is no one knows for sure. But I think what was really going on, there was a big question mark or discussion, whatever you want to say, in the industry coming into this year as to whether the economy was going to, bounce back strong this summer or not. And the thinking was if the economy did bounce back strongly, demand would go way up, and that would probably move prices up. Well, as it turned out, I think most people would say the economy has not bounced back, and therefore demand is up only a little bit, less than 1% in Illinois this year for gasoline. Diesel is stronger. But, I think prices were pushed up artificially earlier in the year with the fears about the Middle East. We've been through that before. This whole thing about the stability of the currency in the banks in Europe, that seems to have been worked out. And then demand just has not materialized. So I think a combination of all those things has, plus we've made a record amount of gasoline this year. A number of our guys thought there would be strong economic activity this year, so we made a lot of gasoline. And so when, you factor all that together, you've got lots of gasoline chasing somewhat weak demand, and because of that, prices come down. You know, the national average is about $3.34 a gallon today. It would appear to me that prices will probably, continue to be pretty moderate for the rest of the summer because we just haven't seen this big demand spike that you usually see in the summertime.
Don't you love the term moderate? $3.40 gasoline would ought to be, as Newt Gingrich said, around $2.40, $2.50. That's moderate. Ah, you love those guys. It's time now for us to get to number 8, and this is a very intriguing item, which has just come up late in the week. Thousands of you may be unable to access the Internet on Monday thanks to a hacking scam that has infected 500,000 computers around the world with a malware called DNS Changer. After the initial hacking attack over a year ago, the FBI put a temporary system into place to take down hacker servers who are infected, or at least they're working on infecting computers to get online. But when they disabled the system on Monday at 12:01 a.m., anybody with a computer that's infected with this malware will be kicked off the internet until they get rid of it. So how do you know you have it is probably a pretty good question. I don't know the answer to that, but that's a big discussion, and I'm sure they have a lot more of that over the weekend. 51 past the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Just a moment more on the countdown. We're discussing the number 8 issue this week. The FBI supervision on this temporary system that's in place to take down hackers, and they're going to disable the system on Monday. If you have a computer that's infected with this malware, you'll be kicked off the Internet. A lot of Internet service providers are already preparing for the problem by contacting customers whose computers may be infected. Did you get a message to that effect? And do you know how you're going to handle it? I guess this is the warning for people. You better be watching and wondering. This stuff is really bad, these things. Wow. And that's probably a silly statement to make, but you just wonder how some of these things get so out of control. And why do people do it? So that's number 8. Number 9, the Tom Cruise-Katie Holmes split. Here's Richard Liu talking to entertainment reporter Brian Balthazar about the role Scientology may have played in the breakup of these two.
Everywhere we're reading, it seems to say Scientology may have been involved in this.
Yeah, well, Katie was not originally a Scientologist. She was Roman Catholic, mm-hmm. and started to take, you know, an interest in this religion when they started dating. And so now it's being reported that this is, in fact, what's dividing the two. This is apparently also the age where Suri, who's now 6, would become more educated and kind of trained in the ways of Scientology. And they're mm-hmm. saying that that may have been a pivotal moment in Katie's decision to say, hey, I'm going to jump ship.
33 years old and 3 marriages, those numbers that have come out.
Yeah, you know, all 3 of his now seem to be ex-wives all were 33 when they split. Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and now Katie Holmes. Is there some significance to that? You know, anyone knows, but there is, that number has come up apparently in Scientology. But, you know, another thing about Scientology, unless you're in the actual religion, the church, there's a lot that is a great
fairly closed-lip, right?
Yeah.
Very mysterious. There are also those discussions that have
have been going on for quite some time,
right,
as to the contract that perhaps existed, right, between the two of them. Is this the expiration date? What did it involve in terms of auditions right, earlier on?
Well, from the very beginning, there were reports saying that this was a hookup. And it's not unusual for a celebrity to be kind of arranged to meet a different celebrity. But this one was unusual in that they were saying there were essentially auditions, meetings, seeing who the right candidates were. Some people walked away from the idea, and Katie was the one that had reportedly embraced it. Some say that she would get $3 million for each year of marriage, but then some reports are saying that, in fact, that is not the case.
And you traveled with them recently.
I actually traveled with them the year that this engagement was announced. Mm-hmm. I was with
Tom Cruise,
when he was promoting War of the Worlds. It was a free-for-all, and even then there were a lot of raised eyebrows about the legitimacy of this relationship, because it was, you know, the Oprah on the couch, the craziness. It was sudden, and it was swift, and it was over the top. And now I think this is not the most surprising development that we've seen in Hollywood marriages.
All right, so the more the details emerge, seems likely Scientology played a big role in the breakup. That's a newsflash. Number 10 this week on the countdown, the death of Andy Griffith. Here are, conversations. Let's take the one from Perry Woods, who's talking to Jessica Roberts she's from the Mount Airy Chamber of Commerce, the town where Andy Griffith grew up.
How's Mount Airy reacting? Do they feel like they've lost their favorite son?
Oh, of course. Everyone here is deeply saddened at the passing of Andy Griffith, and we've had visitors, you know, coming in all day long and calling and sending their condolences and mourning as well with us.
Now, Andy Griffith, he grew up in Mount Airy but lived in Manio, but didn't he, for a long time, get back to Mount Airy for a while, right? And then he had a celebration a few years ago.
Yeah, right. He was here in 2004, and that was with the TV Land landmark dedication of the Andy Griffith and Opie statue. And that is the last time he has been here publicly. And that was, you know, with TV Land, who he's great friends with. So that was a big, big day for Mount Airy.
Now, what are some of the stories that people are saying or remember about Andy? It's been a long time, but what are some of maybe the local legends about Andy as a young man?
Well, a lot of the locals talk about all of the talent that he had and how he performed for the first time at the Andy Griffith Playhouse, which was his school that he went to. It is now the Andy Griffith Playhouse, but it was formerly his elementary school. People talk about him performing in the audience there for the first time. People talk about his love for the Moravian Church here in Mount Airy and learning to play the instruments there, and really just being a boy here on Main Street and eating at the Snappy Lunch and those types of places. You know, right here is where he walked down the street when he was a little boy, and a lot of where he mirrored the show after is here in Mount Airy.
Now, does Mount Airy, they have like Mayberry Days every year, is that correct? Or
they do. September every year is Mayberry Days, and it will continue this year with several of the characters and the stars who are still with us.
Andy Griffith, passing away at the age of 86 this week. It's the number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown list on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.